Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to our very first Thursday night new formatted questions and answers. I certainly do appreciate everybody being on tonight. My name is Shan Stratton. I am the owner of Core Health Products based in Arizona, and we've been doing various different conference calls, webinars, all different kinds of things to see where people are really wanting to participate the most. Our webinars were fantastic. We continue to do those. Our Tuesday night webinars where we do Kangen water demonstrations, educational pieces. These calls, I think, are going to really be valuable for us. And here's the reason, guys. I know we still have people logging in here. If any of you missed any part of it, rest assured that that all of these are recorded and will be made available for you or guests or customers or family or whoever it is that you want to share it with. But let me share with you why we came up with the Thursday night Q&A call like we're doing right here. And that really stems from each and every week, I and or my staff will receive anywhere from, on the low end, 100 or so questions, all the way up to 300 or 400 on real busy weeks. And quite honestly, we can't get back to all of those questions. And a lot of the questions are same questions. They're great questions. We love addressing them. We love that the questions are there. We thought if we put a Thursday night call together like this, that we could gather together the most commonly asked questions, and we would share them in a format like this. So anybody and everybody that had a question or has a question can submit it, and we got a lot of good questions submitted over the week, and then we'll address them and have it in a recorded format so people can use that as a reference, and hopefully we're able to get all of those questions answered. I take it personal, guys, when I can't get back to everybody. It just really bothers me. It works on me, and I just feel like, oh, I should be answering every question because every customer and every person deserves an answer. So this is one of the ways that that I thought we would give a try and see if we couldn't get most of those questions answered, and then, as I said, have it in the format that anybody and everyone can have access to. Let me also say, as a disclaimer, that on these calls, I will not be, or any of the guest speakers that we have, whether it be doctors or whoever it might be, we will not diagnose. We're simply going to share, based on experience, answers and protocols that we feel might be a good approach for people to take to address some of the questions or concerns that are out there. So with that being said, let me jump right into our very first most commonly asked question. And many of you on this call will know the answer right off, but some of you won't. And I've been really surprised at how many people don't have the answer or know the answer to this question. And it simply read, Shan, how much water should I be drinking on a daily basis? Guys, honestly, it's pretty simple. I say an ounce per pound of body weight. Now, let me say that again. An ounce per pound of body weight. Now, many of you already right now are dropping the phone saying, wait. We teach half an ounce per pound of body weight. If there's one thing I've learned over the past 4.5 years of being involved with Enagic, Kangen Water Company, I've learned that people don't drink nearly as much as they think they do. If they don't measure it out, most people don't drink as much as they think they do. I've had clients come and say, well, I think I drink a gallon a day, every single day. And then I would actually make them fill up a gallon the first morning, and they came back to the follow-up meeting saying, man, I didn't realize, I didn't even come close to a gallon. So I always tell my clients, I want you to drink an ounce of water per pound of body weight. Now, most people, honestly, are not going to reach that goal, but if we shoot for an ounce per pound, I have found that most people will typically get around half to maybe as much as 3/4 of an ounce per pound of body weight. And I've just found that is the way I approach it, and it has dramatically increased the quantity of water that that my clients drink. I was down at the clinic just earlier this week, as a matter of fact, and we've already got baseball guys reporting. The World Series just got over not long ago, as you all know, and we've already got guys reporting in for off-season training. And I'm down there, and one of the guys, big name guy, as we were sitting there just talking about stuff, he brought it up and he said, "Shan, you know, we've been taught for years that that we're supposed to be drinking water, especially as athletes. And I measured mine out the other day, and he said I don't even get half a gallon in per day, and I thought I was drinking a lot." Yeah, it was in 48 hours. Of having him drink 1 ounce per pound of body weight, which he didn't quite hit, but he shot very close to it. He said that his energy levels have already increased. He knows that that is going to be a dramatic benefit to him this upcoming season. And again, this is a, you know, a pretty big name guy. So again, as leaders, we have to help them realize, help our clients and customers realize that they need to be drinking a lot more than they have been and that they think they are. So that's one of the questions. And let me also say, guys, that as I answer these questions, if you have comments or if you have added additional questions to that or something that should be added to that, I'm not saying I'm the expert. I'm saying that I've got some ideas and been working with this for quite some time. But please shoot us an email at info, that's I-N-F-O, at corehealthproducts.com, and give us feedback. You know, I love those people that say, "That was a horrible answer. Hey, I'm not too proud." If you've got some suggestions or advice or anything else, or an added question, send it. info@corehealthproducts.com, and we will do our best to ask those additional questions as the night goes on and or the following week. Now, we've got a lot of questions for tonight, so any of them that are sent in will be added to next week. Let me take our next one. Shan, what is the difference between plant-based and animal-based enzymes? And then actually, before I answer that, I'm going to go to one of our other questions that I need to answer before that. I don't know where it is right here exactly, but in essence, the question was, what are enzymes? Guys, enzymes are what digest our food for us. They're mandatory and required for every single nutrient to be digested and broken down into a form that the body can utilize as energy. Now, if we look at the very definition of metabolism, it is the burning or utilizing of nutrients for energy. Those nutrients cannot be burned for energy until they are broken down into a burnable form. Enzymes are mandatory and required for every nutrient to be digested and broken down into that form. So enzymes should be consumed with every single food that we consume. Now, fortunately, God, being as smart as he was, chose to put enzymes in every single raw food. That tells us how important they are. Every single raw food, all fruits, all vegetables, all grains, all raw meat, all plants, all leaves, all trees, all anything that has life to it, has the presence of massive amounts of enzymes, or adequate is probably a better word, adequate amount of enzymes to digest or break that or those nutrients down when the digestive process begins. Enzymes equal life. Without enzymes, life cannot exist. And so knowing that enzymes are required for each and every single nutrient to be digested and broken down, we consume or should consume raw food as often as possible. When we eat raw fruits and vegetables and grains and things like that, those enzymes are in there to break them down. It equals life. It equals metabolism. But as soon as we cook those enzymes, or I'm sorry, those foods, we kill every single enzyme in that or those foods, so the ability of those foods to be digested or broken down is now gone. So that's what enzymes do. They digest, break down our foods into a form that the body can recognize. Now, that brings me to that next question that I read just a minute ago. What is the difference between plant-based enzymes and animal-based enzymes? Very simple. Plant-based enzymes are enzymes taken out of fruits and vegetables and grains and plants. Those enzymes are more food digestive enzymes. They are needed and utilized for each and every one of those foods to be broken down. Animal-based enzymes, on the other hand, those are enzymes that have been extracted from animal tissues or animal pancreas. So a lot of times you hear words like pancreatin. Pancreatin is an animal-based enzyme taken from the pancreas of an animal. Those enzymes are not specific to the food that we are consuming in most cases. And those enzymes will cause a dependency that the body will start to rely on, and that is not a good thing. Plant-based enzymes, on the other hand, they support the body's production of enzymes from the pancreas. Plant-based enzymes have proven to increase the functionality of the human pancreas. So, very simply put, we should never consume animal-based enzymes on a daily basis for food digestion. So hopefully that helps. And again, if you have or need more clarification, send us an email, info@poorhealthproducts.com. Okay, let's move on because we have a lot of questions here, guys. This is our first night of doing this, so hopefully it's in a form that is beneficial for everybody. And hopefully these questions are maybe one that you have submitted. Next question is, let's see here. Shan, I know what I start my customers out on, but what do you start all of your athletes/customers on regarding the pH of the water that they drink? So basically, what the question is what pH do we start on? Now, a lot of people have differing opinions of this. I will tell you, I start every client, every athlete, every family member, every person I work with, I start them at 9.5. I go right to the big boy stuff. So why? It's because I want my clients, most of my clients being professional and collegiate athletes, I want my clients to notice a difference immediately being within a few hours of drinking my water. Now, that difference in very seldom is a little bit of an upset stomach, little irritation, maybe loose stools a little bit. Guys, I love that scenario. Reason being is when he or she calls me back up or comes back in for our follow-up appointment, one of the first things they say is, man, I started drinking that water, and I'll tell you what, I couldn't leave the restroom. Something's going on. Guys, you don't get a response if you haven't drink extra Aquafina or extra Gatorade or extra any other kind of water. I want them to know that we have a form of water that is making a change to the body. And unfortunately, it's become human nature to think that, well, if I don't notice a difference, it probably isn't doing anything. I want my athletes coming to me saying, wow, I knew right off that there was something different about this water. What can you tell me about it? Why is it causing this? Why is it going to help me? How is it different than everything else? See, that's what I want. I want them inviting me into their discussion. I want them asking me questions about this alkalized water, which brings to, it'd be a good point to ask one of the other questions. Again, I don't know exactly where it's at here, but paraphrasing the question, it was, what is the difference between alkaline water and alkalized water? Or is there a difference, maybe, is how the question was posed. Guys, I love that question. We get that at least 3, 4, 5 times a week. What is the difference, or is there a difference between alkaline water and alkalized or alkalizing water? Yes, 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 and yes, there is a difference, and it is very important for us to understand. We can take any bottled water. We can take any tap water. We can take any water, for that matter, and make it alkaline by adding a few chemicals, or minerals in this case. So whatever water you want to take, add some calcium and magnesium or whatever alkalizing minerals you want in there, and all of a sudden you have alkaline water. It is a chemical change in that pH. And that's why you see like the strips that people use to test pH of water and stuff. Okay? When you use those strips on our Kangen water, it's not going to change colors. Why? Because those strips, by very nature, their name, are chem strips, chemical strips. It is measuring the chemical or chemicals in that water that would translate to increased alkalinity. So if we put a strip in there and that strip detects, because it is a chem strip, it detects these chemicals that would alkalize the water, it can say, yep, it's got X amount of calcium or magnesium or these other minerals, therefore the pH of this alkaline water is X. But that is dramatically different than alkalized or alkalizing water, which is and must use the presence of electricity. It is an electrical change, not a chemical change. It goes through a process that separates, if you will, professionally referred to as disassociates the actual H2O molecule. When we disassociate or separate those molecules, that water molecule, with or by the presence of electricity, now the pH, the potential hydrogen, has changed electrically. Now you have the needed electrons that are antioxidants. You have that charge to be a truly antioxidizing, alkalizing form of water. And that is a very important difference between what we provide or create with our alkalizing water, alkalizing Kangen water, and what many other, not all, but many other companies provide through just simply adding minerals. Again, alkaline water is very different than alkalizing or alkalized water. For a true increase in antioxidizing potential, we have to use the power of electricity. Just like I believe God does, when we see millions of lightning strikes around the world every day, those lightning strikes are not just so we can see pretty things in the sky. Those lightning strikes are providing that disassociation, that electricity, that electrical change to allow for true, valuable, usable, alkalizing or alkalized water. And that is the difference, guys. So hopefully that is of value to you. Let's move on here. I'm trying to mix a lot of them in here so we're not stuck on one topic. Here's a good one. I get this all the time. Sam, can you please send us or tell us on the call tonight the list of teams that use Kangen water? guys, I can't and I won't. And I don't mean any disrespect to the person that asked the question or those that will probably continue to ask the question. I mean, we've all been taught, if you don't ask, the answer is no. But in this case, the answer is no. Guys, teams get millions and millions and millions of dollars for endorsement value. And most of those teams have millions and millions and millions of dollars in contract for endorsements of Gatorade and other liquids, okay, other sports drinks. They cannot, nor will they, allow us, me, to let those names out because instantly it is interpreted as an endorsement. And we just can't do that, guys. All I can tell you is for 24, almost 25 years now, I have worked with and continue to work with the vast, vast majority of Major League Baseball teams, a huge number of NFL and NBA teams, hundreds, if not thousands, of professional athletes each and every year. These athletes and these organizations are clearly understanding, if I do my job right, and others, but if I'm doing my job right, when we share this information with them, it is very evident and clear that this is the type of technology that athletes should be using and that is going to be beneficial. Now, as a list, I cannot provide that, nor would I. It would get me in trouble, it would get you in trouble, it would get the company in trouble, and it, quite honestly, it's just not ethical. So, cannot. I appreciate the question, but I will not do that. Let's see here. Another question. What are probiotics and what are prebiotics? And I'm gonna add to that question. Why are they important? Very simply put, probiotics, guys, are living bacteria, living organisms that are healthy. They're good. They're the good army, okay? And the reason I say army is because there is an ongoing battle between the good army and the bad army every single day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The good army is made up of probiotics. The bad army is made up of bad bacteria. Bacteria that you would possibly consume on a food that you have eaten, or air that you're breathing in, or water that you're consuming. We know that the prevalence of bad bacteria continues to get worse and worse and worse and worse. As we unfortunately consume much of that bad bacteria, the good bacteria has to be a larger, more powerful, more stealthy army than the bad stuff. It has to be able to beat them. Because in the slim chance that the bad bacteria beats the good bacteria army, that bad bacteria lodges, takes over, so to speak, that community, and grows the bad bacteria, colonizes and begins to grow, causing things like sore throats and ear infections and sinus infections and yeast infections and urinary tract infections and many of the lower GI issues are caused from a deficiency or a losing of the battle, if you will, of the bad bacteria the good bacteria to the bad bacteria. So that healthy living organism of good, healthy bacteria needs to be consumed every single day. Guys, often people don't realize that 80% of your immune system is made up of probiotics in your gut. That is where the absolute central location, if you will, for immunity is and lies. It's way more important than the white blood cells in regard to killing off bad bacteria that we're breathing in, consuming, on food, drink, whatever it might be. So probiotics must be consumed every single day, because every single day they are being damaged by the bad stuff. We have to continue to cultivate that. That's why our product, Digestive Health, is packed full of 13 separate strains of stabilized probiotics. And that's very key. I'll talk about that more in just a minute. But probiotics are living, good, healthy bacteria, and they fight the bad stuff. It's that simple. So the second part of that question was, what are prebiotics? You just explained probiotics, but what are prebiotics? Well, I've worked with probiotics for almost 25 years. Very, very familiar. I'm intimately involved with many of the scientists that had great involvement with stabilization of probiotics. Great relationships with many of those scientists and formulators. And one of the things that has been discovered not too long ago was that those living organisms, those living bacteria, just like any other living organism, requires food. They eat for nourishment just like anything else that has life or that lives. And so prebiotics are literally the food that feeds the probiotics. The food that allows for those probiotics already in your GI tract. Okay? So when we think about it right now, from the ears, nose, throat, drains into the throat, okay, all the way down through the colon, there's that tube. And on the inside of that tube, there are living probiotics. The weaker or the fewer probiotics there are, the more susceptible you are to ear infection, sinus infection, urinary tract infection, sore throat, diverticulitis, colitis, acid reflux, heartburn, indigestion, whatever it is, stomach ache, all of those types of things are almost always a symptom of low or weak probiotic count. So you've got some probiotic in there, without question. If you didn't, you would very quickly die. So those probiotics that are in there, we want to do two things. Every single day, we want to send reinforcements, meaning additional probiotics, in the digestive health or eating good raw foods, organic foods, fermented foods, yogurts, things like that. Those provide probiotics. Digestive Health, our product called Digestive Health, it again has a massive quantity and broad range of probiotics. So every single day, first thing when I wake up, all throughout the day, I'm popping a capsule of Digestive Health to provide additional backups of those living, healthy organisms. In addition, in that Digestive Health, we have a very specific food or plate of food, so to speak, okay, various different foods that nourish those probiotics in your GI tract. So if 80% of your immune system is in your gut, begins in the gut, then we want to feed that. We want to nourish that. So every day, prebiotics and probiotics should be consumed. When the probiotics are consumed, those prebiotics are there not only to feed the probiotics throughout your system, but also to feed the probiotics that we're supplying in capsule form. Guys, I can tell you, I don't have the research right here in front of me, but I can tell you that the article I read a few days ago was absolutely startling at how fast our probiotics are depleted, killed, and excreted when we consume primarily, the top of the list, sugar, artificial sweeteners, and carbonated drinks. Sugar, artificial sweeteners, and carbonated drinks, the three primary things that kill, denature, and excrete probiotics. So we have to address that every single day. We've got to put those back into our body. And that's why, again, the digestive health is a daily consumable product that should absolutely be consumed every single day to provide the probiotics and the prebiotics with all of the other digestive enzymes that are very, very important there as well. Along those same lines, Shan, the probiotics that I consume and have consumed for over 25 years have always said that they needed to be refrigerated. I noticed that yours does not say it needs to be refrigerated. Can you share the difference? Very simple, guys. If your probiotics have to be refrigerated, they are non-stable. Doesn't mean they're not good. It means they're not stable, and it means that even at room temperature, they can't survive. That's why those companies tell you to put your product in the refrigerator. It can't live at room temperature. Folks, if it can't live at room temperature, it is not going to live in the upper portions of the GI tract. It's not going to live very long with the acidity of the stomach. It's not going to live through this process long enough to do any or provide very much at all benefit. Our probiotics and others, guys, it's not just mine, okay? Stabilized probiotics do not have to be refrigerated. Reason being is through proper formulation or stabilization, these new cultures of probiotics are activated due to pH levels as opposed to heat or temperature. I want probiotics activated at different portions throughout my GI tract. I don't want them all activated at one time. With the unstable probiotics, it's an all or nothing. It is an all, hey, here it is, we open it up and away we go, or it's nothing because the heat is going to kill much of it. I want certain probiotics to be activated in the GI, in the upper portion of the GI because it has a different pH and a different need. There are different probiotics, different strains that are used more effectively in the lower GI. Those are to be activated at a different pH. There are yet other probiotics that are needed for the ear canals, sinus, and throat. Yet another level of pH, and so stabilized probiotics, like what we are providing, folks, there are only 13 stabilized probiotics in the world, literally. And we use all 13 strains of stabilized probiotics. Which brings me to the next question. It just goes hand in hand here. The next question is, should my probiotics be in, let me find it here. I can't find the exact wording of how the question was, but in essence, it was, should we consume the probiotics that have enteric coating on it? Okay, absolutely no, 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 no. Why? Because unstable probiotic companies said, hey, let's put a shell around this so that it can get lower down the GI and it's not denatured or killed in the upper portion of the GI, so it can get further down there and work further down there. Guys, we're defeating the purpose. We need specific probiotics to be activated in upper, in lower, in mid, in stomach, in ear, nose, throat, all throughout the entire system or GI tract. Enteric coating would cause those probiotics to be opened up, if you will, in one section, wherever that might be. And if it happens to be in the right section you need, then great, you have some benefit. But you're not going to allow any benefit in the upper portion where it passed right through, in the ears, nose, throat, that is needed so much for defense against ear infections, sinus infections, sore throats, and so on. Bacteria in our teeth, okay? It's another common thing that we need to have more and more people consider. often drinking things like digestive health tea, meaning that, okay, you take some hot water, open up two or three capsules in hot water or warm water, and allowing yourself to swish it around in your mouth, sip it, however, you know, whatever works for you. But there is so much bacteria in and around our teeth and in our mouth, those good, healthy, living probiotics can fight against that. Bottom line, if you want your body to be balanced and strongest immune system possible, it starts in the gut. And the gut, every internal doctor will tell you, your gut health is determined by the presence or lack of probiotics and their effectiveness. Guys, we're at almost 40 minutes here, so I will pick one more last question, and then we will wrap it up. Hopefully, there's been some things learned, and hopefully all of you on this call, looking at the numbers, we got a good turnout tonight. It wasn't like we used to get on our conference calls, but hey, this is the first one out, and I hope that it's valuable enough that you'll share it with others, guys, and that you'll submit questions that will be helpful. I noticed that our numbers continue to go up all through the call, so that's a great thing. Last question, let's see. Psoriasis. I'm not going to read the whole question. It's a long question. Whoever it was that submitted it, I appreciate the question. Bottom line is, with psoriasis, it just periodically, not a whole lot of inflammation, but it does get very dry. Nothing has really helped except a lot of sun when I was in Canary Islands, blah, blah, blah. So great question. Bottom line is, and interestingly enough, guys, that is going to go to two things. First, an imbalance of pH. So I would first say dramatically increased consumption of alkalizing water, Tongan water. Second, it shows as a, it may show, let me throw that in there, may show from a toxicity in the gut. So probiotics and enzymes, I would, any of my clients that have any type of psoriasis or any type of skin rash or skin condition, the first thing I do is I put them on what we refer to as a Flora Blitz. Flora Blitz is very simple. It's 3 to 4 capsules a day, 3 to 4 capsules, 3 to 4 times a day for 3 to 4 bottles worth. That we use with any type of yeast infection, with any type of psoriasis skin condition, with any type of urinary tract infection, any type of chronic constipation and or diarrhea, any type of ongoing stomach flu inflammation, any type of ongoing acid reflux, heartburn, indigestion. We increase the alkalizing water, and then we go through a very easy, soft, yet effective Flora Blitz. And that is, again, the digestive health capsule that is packed full of probiotics and the prebiotics. In addition to that, I would say very important to increase your D vitamins, D like dog. Those D vitamins, that's why you noticed an increase when you were in the sun in the Canary Islands, as you said. That was the only time that you got a relief from those symptoms. Well, when you're in the sun, your D vitamins are produced, and so that would be a very strong indication that your D vitamin intake is not adequate enough. So increase your foods that are high in vitamin D. The Core Health Pack within our line is high in vitamin D. But you may also want to just consider a good whole food, organic source of good D vitamins from a reputable store. So if you need additional help with that, with finding a good just D vitamin, feel free to email us. Guys, it's not always all about our products. It's about making sure that you have the answers that you need. And hopefully that's what I've done tonight. That's part of our goal and our mission here at Core Health Products. Is to really improve the quality of people's lives around the world by providing the tools and the education like we're doing tonight to allow for that alkalized and balanced lifestyle. So again, guys, I'm gonna close this out. I want to say thank you to all of you that logged in tonight. One of the things that we are working on is we are working on, hopefully by our next call, allowing for you to be on the call and be able to push a button on your phone, whatever button that might be, and it will pop up and show us that you've got your hand up, basically wanting to ask a question. So we're going to make it a little bit more interactive that way as well. We would love for you to participate in all the things that we are doing. We're working very aggressively on a YouTube presence. If you go onto YouTube, you can type in Alkaline Life TV. Alkaline Life TV. And it will pull up all of our different YouTube videos that we're working on, and that's getting some great traction. We're growing that very quickly. That's where we'll store all of our videos, from Kangen water demonstrations to educational pieces to short videos of me down at the clinic with professional athletes or collegiate athletes, or maybe it's down at the field at a professional baseball game, or who knows what it is. We've got all kinds of videos, and we're putting more and more on there. So please, if you get a chance and you like YouTube, go to that channel, Alkaline Life TV, and subscribe to that channel. That way, every time we put up a new video, you'll get a quick notification that, hey, Alkaline Life TV just put up a new video. Make sure that you're subscribed to our email list. You can do that on our website. That way, you always know when we're doing these calls and when we're getting ready to go out and do events. Do an event in North Carolina in January, and doing another event in New Orleans in January. I've got the winter meetings for Major League Baseball. I'm honored to again speak to all the strength and conditioning coaches for all of Major League Baseball this year in December. I'll be doing that in Nashville, Tennessee at the Major League Baseball winter meetings. So, you know, we'll be able to have a lot of good footage and videos and things like that that we're gonna post on our YouTube channel. So, guys, we are just hitting 7:45 today. I want to thank you all so much for being on the call. I ask you again, if you have questions, submit them. info@corehealthproducts.com. We have a support staff and a customer service team that is absolutely second to none, and they are always standing by to help provide you with all the information, education, products, direction that you might need to allow yourself a more alkalizing, healthy, happy, and energetic lifestyle. Thank you all so much for being part of tonight, our very first Q&A conference call. Look forward to meeting you all and seeing you all and spending time with you. Have a great night, and God bless each and every one of you. Thanks again. Good night.